Shane, to have qualified for an Ulster final, what does that mean after all the underage success and eventually get there at senior level? Shane, what does it mean?
Honestly, Mal, it means everything. You know, a few years ago people had said this year's completely out of the reach, out of Derry's reach. But ever since Rory's stepped in, we've believed in him and we've believed in his project. And it's hard to put into words what it means. There's a lot of people that doubted us as a team, doubted all us as individuals, but we're starting to prove them wrong, and it feels good.
Your preparation for the Tyrone game, Sean, a mile in the first half, with only 2 weeks to prepare, what did you feel about getting ready for Monaghan? Was there a concern that there wouldn't be enough time or anything like that?
Well, you had that long stretch from the league to the Tyrone, so there was a good month's focus on them. Like you said, it's only 2 weeks, but we try to focus on ourselves and what we can control, how we play, and it's what we did. We watched a lot of Monaghan. The weekend after the Tyrone game, we spent a lot of time together, and I'm sure we'll do the same this weekend at Donegal, and they'll be going in favourites. They've been in something, 10 finals in 12 years,
yes,
or something. So they are the kingpins of Ulster for the last decade or more, so we know what happened last year, and we'll be looking to right the wrongs of Bally Buffet.
What was it like to play in front of an atmosphere like that, like it was packed?
Definitely, look, especially in the last 20-25 minutes there, Monaghan, when we came out slow, and they put the pressure on us, and you could hear their crowd building and building. But that's when a lot of our personality stepped up. Big Connor, Gareth, being brave in the ball. Emmett along that side at one time. They're the big personalities that stepped up when we really needed them. Silenced their crowd a bit. And then the 16th man, the Derry Roar, you knew it was over. When Paul Casta kicked that point, we found a lift from there. And it really gave us the energy to see the game home.
When you speak about Paul Cassidy's point, how big was Benny's second goal?
Massive luck. Benny Heron's been here for 10 years or more, and he doesn't get the credit he deserves. I think if you had asked 1-30 what they think of Benny Heron, he'd be one of the first names on the team sheet. The commitment that man has shown over the last decade or more has been unreal. He's only had a new vein and everything. But he's always there, he's always training, and he's a credit. It was a lot of guts to go for the goal at that stage. I think a lot of boys would have maybe fussed over the bar on the last 15 minutes, but that shows the character of Benny and the type of person he is. So he's a credit.
Ethan Doherty's interception in the first half, not sure if you're aware of it, but it basically stopped Micheál Manning getting a goal.
Don't even come to mind. But
that's how frantic it was.
That doesn't surprise me. Ethan and Paul, like I already touched on, the work they put in, defensively and offensively, they're massive cogs in this team. That doesn't surprise me. That's probably why I don't take notice much to it, because we see it every week. But like I said, that there's an odd personality. Big moments of the game when things can tip either way, we have personalities to step up and take the game by the scruff of the neck.
You were saying in a million jerseys there, you had Derry Day, there's a lot of buzz. What does driving up the Hull and Clonus and Ulster final day do for the game in the county?
Definitely, look, it brings a lot of atmosphere into the county, but Rory was very, he made sure that we weren't going to get carried away with it. After the Tyrone game, we met up on the Monday straight away, and we'll be meeting up tomorrow again. We as the players know that you don't get any medals in semi-final day, so we'll be back to work tomorrow, and we'll be looking forward to it definitely. And Clonus, look, it's what every person in Ulster dreams of as a young boy, Ulster final day in Clonus, and thankfully we're there. But it will only be remembered if we win it, so work starts tomorrow.